Trump creates 8.8 billion RISE fund to compensate allies and end tax leak lawsuit. An administration led by Trump announced the creation of a fund to compensate allies who say they were targeted for political reasons, a move supporters defend as giving victims relief, while critics call it improper. The fund, named the Anti-Instrumentalization Fund, would be overseen by the Department of Justice, with the president retaining control over the process. Critics, including Democrats and watchdog groups, argue it could divert public resources to political allies and raise questions about independence in investigations. The announcement has sparked legal challenges and renewed debate over whether federal agencies were instrumentalized against Trump and his supporters during the prior administration. Trump creates a fund to compensate supporters, drawing sharp critics and debate the fund would use taxpayer money and be run by the Justice Department, with Trump controlling it. Democrats and watchdog groups call the move highly unusual and potentially illegal. Critics warn it could favor allies and be used to claim political persecution. Details on who can receive money are unclear, and legal challenges may follow. U.S. unveils $1.776 billion fund to reimburse allies amid claims of political targeting. The administration announced the creation of a fund worth $1.776 billion, about $8.8 billion, to compensate allies who allege political persecution during the Biden presidency. The fund, titled the Anti-Instrumentalization Fund, would be run by the Department of Justice and financed with taxpayers' money. On the same day, former President Donald Trump dropped a roughly $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS over a tax record leak. He will not receive any payment, while the DOJ plans to issue a formal apology. How the fund will operate: a five-member panel will manage the fund, with members yet to be named. The administration said Trump would hold the power to dismiss any of the appointees. The money would come from public coffers, not private funds. The DOJ will oversee the process, and the administration says the plan creates a formal route for those harmed to seek compensation. Reactions and legal questions: Democrats and watchdog groups quickly criticize the move as unusual and potentially unlawful. They warn it could divert public resources to people close to the president and open the door to baseless claims of persecution. A leading Democrat on the House Judiciary panel described the plan as an attempt to move roughly $1.7 billion from the public treasury to supporters tied to controversial episodes, including the 2021 Capitol incident. Minutes after the lawsuit against the IRS was dropped, a group of 93 Democratic lawmakers filed a petition urging the Department of Justice to reject the case formally, arguing the administration acted in concert with the president. They contend the situation marks a historic departure from standard practice. Conclusion: the administration's announcement of the Anti-Instrumentalization Fund highlights a core tension between offering relief to those who claim political targeting and preserving the integrity of public institutions. Supporters frame the fund as a necessary remedy funded by taxpayers, with a DOJ-backed process designed to provide a formal route for redress. Critics, however, warned that the combination of presidential control, a five-member commission yet to be named, and public funding could compromise independence, shift resources toward allies, and invite allegations of politicization of the justice system. Substantive questions: who qualifies, how disbursements are determined, and what accountability mechanisms exist remain unresolved and are likely to drive ongoing legal challenges and political backlash. Until clear criteria, independent oversight, and transparent procedures are established, the plan risks becoming a flashpoint for controversy rather than a dependable remedy for victims. The outcome will depend on the balance between providing relief and safeguarding the principles of impartial and accountable governance. Frequently asked questions: what is the fund and how big is it? The fund is called the Anti-Instrumentalization Fund. It is about $1.776 billion, roughly $8.8 billion. It aims to compensate allies who say they faced political persecution. It will be run by the DOJ with a five-member commission, and Trump can fire any member who can receive payments from the fund. The plan says it will reimburse alleged victims for legal fees and related costs. Details on who exactly qualifies are not clear yet. The president himself will not receive payments. Why was this fund created to end the tax leak lawsuit? The fund was announced on the same day Trump dropped a civil suit against the IRS over a leaked tax filing. Officials say it lets victims seek redress and closes the case. The DOJ says it provides a formal process for grievances. Why are Democrats and watchdogs critical? They call the move highly unusual and potentially illegal. They warn it could shift public money to allies. They say it could weaponize the justice system and invite unfounded claims. What happens next legally and politically? Details on who qualifies and how funds are dispersed are still unclear. A 5-member commission will run the fund, with Trump able to remove members. Lawmakers have signaled potential legal challenges and ongoing political backlash.